This is Exoticism, where we introduce quality music from different Western countries. This is Sibyl with you tonight.
I'm your old friend Zoe.
And Jenny, let's get ready for something exotic.
So tonight we prepared for you three countries and three absolutely different songs, from German, Spanish to French songs.
Jenny, which country's song of those three do you love best?
I guess it is French, maybe. Many French songs are brisk, suitable for the small break when you are on the subway or after class.
Well, let's get started with the first French song.
Better to have a look at its first song, named Je m'appelle. It may sound familiar, and it's actually the autobiography of the singer. The song, which has gained lots of awards, is really worth listening to. Let's get to it.
Hélène, je m'appelle Hélène. Je suis une fille comme les autres. Hélène, j'aime mes joies, mes peines. Elles font ma vie comme la vôtre. Je voudrais trouver l'amour. Simplement trouver l'amour. Hélène, je m'appelle Hélène. Je suis une fille comme les autres. Hélène, si mes nuits sont pleines de rêves, de poèmes, je n'ai rien. L'amour, simplement trouver l'amour.
That was good. I really like this feeling and how it was combined with the flute.
Yep, I feel like a cloud swinging with wind. But it's time to move to the next singer of tonight's program. Singer is called Laura Fiji. By now, it has recorded 4 albums, earned and won nominations for various music awards, and become one of the most played performer on Spanish radio.
Should be well-respected singer then. Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Fiji is going to sound for you right now.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho. Tengo miedo perderte y no verte después. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho.
My turn to announce the next song. As an old song firstly be sung in 15th century, it has a long period of history, old as it may be. It has been adapted now and sounds more amazing, and I believe the old song will continue to echo down the centuries.
Let's enjoy it right now.
Strange nigga. everyone, I'm Sherry. This time, Michael, Karen, and I will bring hot minutes for you and talk about some stunning hot things.
Hot minutes, hot of the press. First, we should talk about a hot movie these days. It is Beauty and the Beast, a movie making by Disney.
Emma Watson is the actress in the movie. She practiced for the movie for months.
Yes, I have heard about it, and I also heard that she gave up acting in the La La Land because she needs to practice the songs in the Beauty and the Beast.
Yep, and her performance in the movie impresses me a lot.
She is amazing.
Oh, I have been a big fan of her since she played a role in Harry Potter.
Maybe we can enjoy the song sang by her in the movie.
Little town, it's a quiet village. Every day, like the one before. Little town, full of little people. Waking up to say,
Bonjour!
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 There goes the baker with his tray, like always. The same old bread and lost you some.
Yahoo! I think there's also a news about another star who became famous because of Disney, Selena Gomez. Selena was recently the star of Vogue's 73 Questions series, which makes sense since she's April's cover girl for the magazine.
Selena takes us inside her gorgeous home while she's asked 73 questions. One question in particular that got us was, what advice would you give your 15-year-old self?
And she answered, go ahead and do it, because you are going to do it anyway. I think Selena is a sweet star and kind to people. But you know her ex-boyfriend Justin Bieber just got a giant title.
Oh, Justin Bieber sporting something new on his body, not it's a new girl on his arm.
Well, that could be, but that's not what we are talking about. We are talking about the giant symbol of America on his body.
The tattoo is, what I think, strategically placed above his purple tattoos, symbolizing his 2015 album name and tour name below his Son of God tattoo.
Simple, like Justin is taking a page out of his belly, Ed Sheeran's textbook. Remember when Ed got that giant tattoo of a lion on his chest and people were so confused and a bit turned off by it?
Well, Ed at least did us a favor and went on the record behind the meaning of his tattoo. Ed sold out England's biggest stadium. Three nights in a row. So the lion represents the stadium.
Yep, but girls, the gossip time always seems short.
Okay, so that's all for today's homilies. I hope you enjoyed the news we brought to you today.
Definitely, my dear audience, remember if you want more hot news, you can find more in Hot Minute. I'm Karen.
I'm Jerry.
And this is Michael. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
It's him till chapter 3.
And now it's time for interviews. Get ready for the interview about big internet stars.
Yeah, before they hit the tip, many artists first tried to gain exposure in the West. In the days of MySpace, singers like Sean Kingston and Adele just decided to get their songs out there. Since then, other social media outlets like YouTube and Vine have got an increasingly powerful impact on the industry.
MySpace? God, Katya, who still remembers that? But yes, now artists like Justin Bieber, Psy, and Carly Jepsen initially garnered public attention through their online videos, and they're far from the only ones to do so.
You drive me so crazy.
Here's the duo of Chloe and Halle Bailey that we're going to talk about today.
Stop.
Chloe, 17, and 15-year-old Halle have been singing, dancing, and acting together since they were toddlers. Their YouTube career started back in 2008 with the covers of top 40 hits on a YouTube channel. Breakthrough happened with the cover of Beyoncé's Best Thing I Never Had.
Yep, you guys, imagine that you and your sister uploaded a cover video on YouTube and then wrote famous producers like Ellen DeGeneres. Or Disney Studios started calling you and offering a job.
That's just like living a dream, right? At the end of the day, Beyoncé has become their mentor. In 2014, the sisters posted a heartfelt piano and voice YouTube rendition of Beyoncé's Pretty Hurts that went viral. Now they're one of three young female
actors trying to
So far, the God one, but it's so good. Like some easy parts, Sugar Symphony, and majority of songs is self-written and
taught themselves to play piano and guitar from watching YouTube videos, do all their own vocal arrangements, and record their own demos. Chloe also started beat making 2 years ago, and the cool trip-hoppy sound of their first single, Drop, is entirely their creation.
Amazing! Chloe and Haley are so young, but so skillful already. But I must admit, when you listen to the EP, you feel strong Beyoncé influence.
Well, she's their idol since they were little kids. By the way, Bailey Sisters also appeared in Beyoncé's Lemonade visual album. Their collaboration goes many ways. No wonder they have so-called Beyoncé vibes in their music.
Mind's driving fast, light years away.
God, it's Tuesday. This is Karen.
Hi guys, this is Grimes. I'm here again to share fabulous music we do.
And I'm Haley. First up today is one of my favorite songs these days. You know, I'm always crazy about those songs of soft and sexy female voice. And the Chinese singer Huang Lin's song have accompanied me to dreams for countless nights. And it's a great surprise that I just found a couple of English songs like that.
Sounds right up my street. It's just that, who doesn't like tender voice and soft tone? As far as I see, these type of songs are always filled with sexual lures, so I can't doubt that how you can fall asleep with sounds like that on. You know, I'm a girl and I'm still a little bit turned on by that.
You're making me wonder what these kind of songs are like. I mean, it's not that easy to envision an English Huang Lin, but that would be nice, I guess.
After this song, you understand what I mean. Here comes Closer, sung by Lama Tree.
Genuinely beyond my imagination. I feel like I'm tickled incessantly by a soft feeder, romantical feeling. This is so-called melt heart, I guess.
I guess it's also very much to my liking. And I have an ancient song like this for you, L.A. Love Song, off your go to the Macau it creates.
Grab another light beer, baby. Inhale, breathing's getting harder. OD on you again. Late night, sun is getting higher. Red, white, feeling blue, baby. Bloodshot, hits a little lighter. OD on you again. We're all living in the gutter. Some of us are looking at the stars
Something. I guess I have a new good alternative for special lullabies. It can't be better. It's like I could hear the breathless from the singer.
Nevertheless, in both of the songs, the singer is trying so hard to feel love from embrace and closeness, body contact, which make me somewhat sad. What a desperate craving for love.
Yeah, that's real. When a girl falls in love, when the passion is strong enough, something will change inside, you know. And at this stage, sensibility often appears weaker than sense. It's just girl's nature.
Fair enough. This song genuinely conveys the emotion. I love them anyway.
So that's all we have today.
Want to get more? Keep listening, then you won't regret.
TGIT, we'll see you next week.
You just living late night.
guys. Welcome to this week's Top 5. This is Haley.
And I'm Ravina. Nice to meet you.
I'm Kern. This week we'll talk about something new. The movie Wolverine is really hot these days. Do you have watched it?
Of course. I have watched it last week with my friend.
Well, I haven't, but I'd like to watch it soon.
This movie is so hot, right? So this week we'll give you a top 5 list of background music in Marvel's movies.
Yes, and number 5 is our old friend Thor. The prince came from Asgard as the Norse god of thunder and lightning. Thor wields one of the greatest weapons ever made, the enchanted hammer. While others have described Thor as an over-muscled, all-fish imbecile, he's quite smart and compassionate. He's self-assured and he will never ever stop fighting for a worthwhile cause.
Number 4 belongs to a new face in Marvel movie world, Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is one of the most powerful sorcerers in existence. Like most sorcerers, he drew his power from three primary sources: the invocation of powerful mystic entities or objects, the manipulation of the universe's ambient magical energy, and his own psychic resources.
Number 3 is Vision. Maybe you can call him Jarvis. The metal monster city called Ultron created the synthetic humanoid known as the Vision from the remains of the original Android Human Torch of the 1940s to serve as a vehicle of vengeance against the Avengers.
Number 2 is really a big guy's son. The big green guy has an amazing power and a high popularity. Caught in a gamma bomb explosion while trying to save the life of a teenager, Dr. Bruce Banner was transformed into the incredibly powerful creature called the Hulk. An all too often misunderstood hero, the angrier Hulk gets, the stronger he gets.
Number 1. Well, maybe he bought this list for himself. Wounded, captured, and forced to build a weapon by his enemies, billionaire industrialist Tony Stark instead created an advanced suit of armor to save his life and escape captivity. Now, with a new outlook on life, Tony uses his money and intelligence to make the world a safer, better place as Iron Man.
That's all. Next week's Top 5 will be waiting for you right here. Bye.
Bye.
一个人的时候，听荔枝FM。